What's up, beautiful people? Kirby Hossman here with a brand new DMJ one-on-one. Now, we're going to talk today about five books that I think every entrepreneur should read or even aspiring entrepreneur should read. And we're going to talk about why I think you should be reading books if you aren't already reading them. Now, if these are providing you any value, please feel free to subscribe to the podcast or rate the podcast if you can. That will help us spread the word and hopefully help some folks level up their game. So let's dive in. I mean, first up, let's talk about why, right? Like if you are not a person who actively is reading or looking to grow, here's just a few reasons I think why reading books can really make a big difference. Number one, you know, they say learners are earners. Studies will tell you that people who read books or listen to books on a regular basis tend to make more money. Now, there's multiple studies around this, but some of them say that you're going to make 30 or 40 or 50% more per year. And that ends up being a big deal. And especially if you're one of those people who are driving the bus on an organization, when I say learners are earners, you have the opportunity to not only affect yourself, but to help your teammates make more money as well. So the number one reason is just simple. You're just going to make more money. Number two, I heard this one time and it like stopped me. It was a quote that said, people who choose not to read have no distinct advantage over people who can't. Let me repeat that again. People who choose not to read, they can read. People who choose not to read have no real distinct advantage over people who can't. That blew me away because I think that there are people out there who say, look, I don't like to read. I don't want to read. And that's all fine. But you literally have no advantage over those people who can't read. So if you want to elevate, if you want to grow not only your business or your life, using the opportunity to read or listen to books can really make a big difference. Number three, reading improves your communication. And the fact of the matter is, I think great communicators. I love that I tripped up when I said that. Great communicators tend to always land on their feet, right? Like, so even if you start a business and it doesn't work out, if you're a great communicator, you're probably going to still do well. And I find that those entrepreneurs and those leaders who are great communicators tend to be better at their job. And reading and listening to books tends to help you with that. I love this one. Reading tends to give you the cheat codes. The reality of it is the people who are writing those business books, those marketing books, those personal development books, they've spent years working through and making mistakes, much like many of us have, right? And when you read those books, you get the shortcuts, you get the cheat codes that help you skip some of those mistakes so that you can move forward faster. And the final reason to read, and I heard this from John Acuff recently, it says that reading fills your idea bank. The more you come up with stuff, you know, sometimes you just don't feel like you have great ideas. You know, you're not dealing with stress well, all that sort of thing. Reading helps you do that. Reading helps fill that bank of ideas back up. And so there's just a lot of reasons that reading or listening to books can be really big. Now, the one thing I do want to say, as every once in a while, I hear somebody say, well, listening to books doesn't count. I hate rules like that. The rules that are made up, they're not really based in fact. And so what I would say is listening to books does count. Now, one of the things that I will say is I like when I'm listening to a book and I hear something that I really like. You know, when I'm reading a book, you might highlight or make notes. If you're listening to an audiobook, you don't always have a chance to do that. You might be driving, you might be running, you might be mowing the lawn, whatever it is. Take that opportunity to just hit pause, right? Instead of necessarily making notes, because you won't be able to do that, make some mental notes. I'll do that a lot. I'll be driving. Somebody will say something in a book that's really interesting. I'll hit pause. And just so I can think about what they just said so that I can kind of really dig deeper into that and maybe make notes later to think more about it. So read or listen to books. It really does make a big difference. So what I wanted to cover today are just five books that have really been helpful for me in my entrepreneurial journey. And they're five books that I've probably recommended the most in the last 5 to 10 years. And so these are the ones that have made a big difference for me. And I wanted to share them with you. So first up, probably the one I've given away the most, the one I've recommended the most, the one that I've read, quite frankly, the most is E-Myth Mastery by Michael Gerber. At its core level, it's a really easy book to read. I love that. But it's about how to create a scalable business. Gerber says that, you know, the entrepreneur myth is essentially that entrepreneurs are who always start businesses. businesses. And that's not always true. A lot of times businesses are started by that construction worker who doesn't like the construction company they're working for anymore, and they want to go out and do it on their own. And they find out that running a business has very little to do with swinging a hammer. So Gerber talks about creating systems and processes and how that's vital to creating repeatable success. And it's really powerful. And as I said, very easy to read. E-Myth Mastery is number one. Number two, this was a game changer for us. Profit First by Michael Michalowicz. Now, let me just tell you, I love Mike Michalowicz, and I pretty much have read, I think, every single book he's ever written. And part of the reason is because this book made such an impact on me. It really is just an accounting system, I think, for entrepreneurs that work with how we really are. And it talks about how we can make some changes in the way that we do accounting that can really make an impact on our profitability. One of his missions is to eradicate entrepreneurial poverty. And man, it has made a giant impact on our business. I recommend this. I coach it all the time. And so Profit First by Mike Michalowicz, big, big fan. Number three, Buy Back Your Time by Dan Martell. This is actually, I read this fairly recently. And I think if for entrepreneurs, we all eventually run out of time. We just, you know, you start a business and you're like, hey, I'm going to do it all myself. And, you know, for a while, that's a good way to get things off the ground, maybe. But at some point, there's just not enough hours in the day to grow. And so what Martell kind of says is don't hire people to help you grow the business. Hire people to buy back your time. And that sounds a little counterintuitive, but obviously he dives deeper into it in a way that really makes sense. But the real big takeaway is, look, you're ultimately still going to be the driver for the business. And if you're doing the things that ultimately drive it, that you are uniquely suited to do, and not doing that 80 to 90% of the stuff that you could hire other people to do, it will set you free to actually grow the business. Super powerful book. I really, really enjoyed this one. Number four, $100 Million Offers by Alex Hormozi. And I'll tell you, it's an additional bonus kind of thing, but $100 million leads is also amazing. Anything by Alex Hormozi right now, I'm kind of eating up. He is entrepreneurial. He's a stud. He's really, really great. I love what he is pushing out there. And essentially his message here is to make an offer so good that people feel stupid saying no. And the way that you do that is to understand your market, understand your customer, understand their needs so, so well that you can really kind of think through their objections and meet them all the way through and have an answer for every single thing. And you just add so much value and so much return on their investment that you stop competing with everybody else in the space. You make an offer that's a little bit different, more profitable, but also in a way that really answers questions for your customers. And for you to do that, you have to really get to know what they need and understand those customers. So $100 million offers by Alex Hormozi is number four for me. And number five is, this is sort of for that person who's like, hey, I want to start a business. I want to grow a business, and I've not done that yet. And it's called 12 Months to a Million. It's written by Ryan Daniel Moran. I really like this. I listened to this on audiobook, and while I'm further down the entrepreneurial journey, it got my juices flowing. I was so intrigued by how he launched his own business and went to $1 million in 12 months and is coaching other people to do it. And again, it comes back to understanding the audience that you serve and really narrowing in on a specific product that you want to launch. And he goes through the details of how to do that with an Amazon business. But there's ways to do that, I'm sure, with other businesses and other platforms as well. So 12 Months to a Million is another one of those that I really, really liked. Got Maverick jumping in here to the video right now. And you know what? I'm going to give you a bonus. Bonus is my book. It's called Hit the Target. If you are looking to start a business, or if you're looking to market your business in a more effective way, I have to say Hit the Target is written for folks just like that. So if you want to check that out, it's on Amazon, or you could check it out at hitthetargetbook.com. It's written as a parable, so it's pretty easy read. And it's available in audio as well. So again, those are my five books that I think every entrepreneur should read. Just to give you a recap of it, we've got E-Myth Mastery by Michael Gerber, Profit First by Mike Michalowicz, Buy Back Your Time by Dan Martell, $100 million offers by Alex Hormozi, and 12 months to a million by Ryan Daniel Moran. And of course, you can check out my book as well called Hit the Target. Hey, obviously, there's tons of other amazing books for entrepreneurs out there. Please feel free to jump in the comments and let me know your favorites. Maybe I've read them, maybe I haven't, and I would love to if I have not. Hey, if you're enjoying these, please feel free to share, to like it, to subscribe. And if you would, and you're enjoying this, you want to leave a review. Man, I read all of those and I really appreciate it. I think it does help us spread the word. So thank you so much for watching the latest DMJ one-on-one. I'm petting my guy, Maverick, here, and he and I will see you next time.